Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the ERV, the easy to read version, and we're making our way through Romans. This is sponsored by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a devotional that I've written, put out by Harvest House Publishers. It's like you get through the whole book of Romans in 90 days with commentary and all of that. So that's what this is brought to you by. And to continue our way, we're in Romans 1, 18 through 25 in the ERV, and it says this: God shows his anger from heaven against all the evil and wrong things that people do. Their evil lives hide the truth they have. This makes God angry because they have been shown what he is like. Yes, God made it clear to them. There are things about God that people cannot see, his eternal power and all that makes him God. But since the beginning of the world, those things have been easy for people to understand. They are made clear in what God has made. So people have no excuse for the evil they do. People knew God, but they did not honor him as God, and they did not thank him. Their ideas were all useless. There was not one good thought left in their foolish minds. They said they were wise, but they became fools. Instead of honoring the divine greatness of God who lives forever, they traded it for the worship of idols, things made to look like humans who get sick and die, or like birds, animals, and snakes. People wanted only to do evil, so God left them and let them go their sinful way. And so they became completely immoral and used their bodies in shameful ways with each other. They traded the truth of God for a lie. They bowed down and worshiped the things God made instead of worshiping the God who made those things. He is the one who should be praised forever. Amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for this passage, and it helps me. And when I was first a Christian, I remember asking that question: what about people who haven't heard? What about, you know, because I hadn't heard for so long, and I thought, well, what about those who have never really heard about God? And then I read through this passage and I realized, when I was growing up, I always kind of knew that there was a God just by looking at the sky, and I also knew there was evil because I could look around me and see. And so it was so interesting to read this for the very first time and say, okay, you have made yourself known even through the creation that you have created. And Lord, it is frightening to read about people being given over, to be given over to their lusts and to what they want to do, and rather than doing what is right. Lord, forgive us for worshiping the created rather than the creator who is to be praised forevermore. That is you. We have worshiped ourselves. We have worshiped our pride. We have worshiped our selfishness, and we have forsaken selflessness, and we have also worshiped idols. So things that are made by human hands, like things like fame and money and prestige and security. I know that I definitely have worshiped at the idol of security. So Lord, please help us to understand when we are chasing after idols. And please, we give you permission right now to show us what those idols are in our own lives. I know they're shaped differently for each human being, but in essence, it's when we try to become God, or we try to think that something else can replace us and replace you and make us happy. Lord, when we do that, then we are chasing after idols. Lord, you have given us a new nature, and so I rejoice in that today. We are no longer enslaved to sin because the Holy Spirit lives within us, and that is good news for sure. But I know that we still struggle with sin. There's still a battle going on, and until we have those new bodies and the new heavens and the new earth, we will struggle on this earth. But help us to struggle well. Help us to struggle forward. Help us to fall forward and fall into your arms and get back up again. We may fall 7 times, that we will rise again through the power of your Holy Spirit. We desperately need you. And during this month of December, where things are so chaotic and crazy, we need your presence in our lives. Help us to crowd out the noise and have some times of silence and peace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing for me. There's a couple things you can do for me and for the show. You can leave a two to three sentence review on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, any of those places. You can download the free Pray Every Day app, or you can give a testimony and be featured on Pray Every Day on February 1st by going to marydemuth.com and clicking on the little icon on the upper right-hand side that looks like a microphone, and that will show you how to record. It's very simple, and you can even do it on your phone, very easy, and bring those testimonies will come to me, and we'll share them on the beginning of the third year, so celebrating our two-year anniversary of Pray Every Day. Thanks so much for doing that ahead of time, and I hope you are having an amazing early Christmas.